softball team making the state finals for the first time ever. Here to talk about that. She's a Hall of Fame coach and now the kind of historical leader, Andy Adams, is with me this morning. Coach, good to see you this morning.
Good morning, Ralph.
Good, and glad to have you for sure. Pull that microphone up closer to your mouth there, Coach.
Gotcha.
This morning, because I know you're having a little trouble with the voice.
A little bit.
Probably did a little yelling just a touch.
This week here.
And a great run for you and your program. You finish at 28-4. You come up short in the title game, but, you know, it was one of those deals where you were able to make history by getting to the title game for the first time. And, you know, a lot definitely to be proud of with this run, 28-4 state title appearance. So for the first time ever, you're sitting in a different situation. And I know that for you guys, it's got to feel like you climbed a bunch of hurdles with this season.
It's pretty cool because in so many different aspects, because though we can be upset that we lost, I just want people to be clear that we lost to a very good team.
Absolutely.
If not a team that should have been or could have been number one easily this year.
Yeah.
They were snubbed, I think. And, you know, there were a couple times, you know, the coaches and I even said, you know, this surprises me that we have three losses and we're still number one. Now, granted, that means that they still had a lot of respect for our team, you know, the teams that we had been playing. You know, we played Carlisle and Marissette, two teams that were in the Torrey Finals and beaten them, and I think that
like
was
now Center Grimes, who was in the state tournament. Newell Fonda
Adium. I mean, I think a lot of our games that we were able to schedule and played those teams, and I think, you know, beat them helped, but I knew what Kennedy had coming back, and their story was very unique. You know, we can talk about that later, but you know, in Kenny, when you have a pitcher, and I don't even know if you were aware of this, who was gone for 2 weeks of the regular season. She left to go play in national tournaments.
Oh, wow.
Because she wasn't being pitched to. And so she left, came back for regionals.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
That's an interesting.
Yeah, we don't have that. Can I leave for a couple weeks to go play in Colorado and California and get better and then come back? Yeah, so that's, yeah.
Wow. And, of course, she's a University of Nebraska signee, going to be in Lincoln there. And, you know, there are times where you get players who are high school players who don't translate to the big school level, but I don't think that's the case with her. I think she's going to be a solid contributor at the very least at that level.
Even playing her last year, and I've seen her because they've been in our tournament, just mature into this player. She was a completely different player. Even this year from last year.
Yeah.
She was pretty dominant last year, but she was a completely different player this year. You could see her face. You could see her action.
Well, I think for me, you know, seeing her last year and you guys were able to beat them in the consolation game at state last year, and we're really the only team to really hit her at all last year. I think the biggest difference for me is the velocity was pretty close, but I thought the movement on everything she was throwing against you guys was just an incredible improvement from last year to this year.
She had her best pitches are screw, but she, you know, got a drop this year that she had not had or was working as well last year. And then you add the rise, the curve, and the off-speed, and the change. She was pretty tough to hit.
Well, and even the fastball had some late movement on it, coming inside, too. I mean, and I'll say this, and I'm not going to criticize the officiating, but I will say that for the first time really this year, we saw the inside part of the plate be very liberal, and I think that works to the favor of a dominant pitcher.
Absolutely, because, you know, there were some pitches that, and like you said, you don't want to sit there and make excuses, but it was very evident. There were some calls, you know, that went her way. Jamal was throwing, you know, the same exact pitch, but, you know, never showed it, you know, didn't do anything, but when you had some velocity, I think that tends to help.
Yeah.
She was tough.
Yeah.
She was very tough.
She was, and, you know, was able to really, the only pitcher that really stifled you guys all year. I mean, you know.
And I knew it would be tough. The coaches and I talked, we would have to bring our A game, and 1-9 would have to do something to be able to put some stuff together. We tried to bunt, you know, again.
It worked a little bit.
It did, but then they get onto that. Third base, first base came up, you know, just smashing, you know, to come and get the ball. I mean, it's tough. Sophia had a great punt, and you know, first base came, saw it, or actually Kenny fielded that one. They did their job.
Yeah.
I mean, they did a great job. So.
And they did, and they really didn't make any mistakes in the game until the, I think, the seventh inning where the first baseman dropped one on a snap throw that Lowry was able to take second on. But other than that, that was the only mistake they made.
Absolutely.
I mean, they were very solid. Now, you look back, if you touched on your schedule, Coach Andy Adams, my guest here on the High V Fort Dodge Coaches Quarter, you touched on the schedule. 6-2 you were this year against teams who made the state tournament at some level or the other. 10-4 against top 10 ranked opponents this year, and 14 wins in a row until the title game. So this schedule, I think that's why you guys were ranked number one all year, because if you look at their schedule, look at your schedule, there's a clear difference in strength of schedule that favored you guys.
I think so, too. And, you know, a lot of people said they thought that might have hurt. And I disagree with it, just because last year was the absolute hardest and worst schedule I've ever had as a coach. It was horrific. Like, we had, you know, 30 games against ranked teams and teams that were all in the state tournament, and we still lost in the first round. I think you do everything you can to try to get your team ready to battle at that right moment. It's confidence. It's also ability. You can be as confident as you want, but if you go against a team that's better, especially that day, it is what it is. It's just part of the game, and I think that you definitely could see a difference in our kids maturing in our first game and in our second game against Centennial. Centennial's one of the best teams we played, and I knew they'd be ready for us. Well coached, numbers.
They pushed you to the limit.
Pushed us. I mean, they did everything. So you just have to be ready for any team that you play and know that what you've done all year is, you know, what you guys can do as a team. You can prepare for what another team can do, but if you can't do what you do, it won't matter.
And that's a great point. You do have to be the best version of yourself and take care of your own business. And you guys were able to do that. And you talked about the fact that you guys kind of came of age. And to me, in the finals, that was really the difference. Was you had a Kennedy team with six seniors who have been with this deal and been here to stay.
In eighth grade, they were playing together.
Yeah, and so for them, you know, it was kind of their year in terms of having that veteran core. And I just felt like, you know, looking at Fort Dodge, looking at them, it's almost like a mirror of each other, except for they're 2 years older than us on average.
It was funny. They said that a lot on TV, too, and just the stature and the physical prowess of that team versus ours. I mean, we played women. They were strong in their legs and their hips. And, you know, you still look at our girls, and we're just – a lot of us were just so tiny.
Yeah.
And straight up and down like tomboys.
You don't win in the airport. When you guys walk through the airport or walk off the bus, you don't win. You win on the field. When they walked on the field, I looked at Brian Peters
when
we were setting up, and I was like, they're bigger than us across the board. Like,
absolutely.
Some of their smaller players are as big as our biggest players.
And that was one through nine.
Yeah.
And so, honestly, I tip my cap to them. In fact, I take it off and I bow.
Yeah.
Because they're good. There's no doubt about it. Their one loss came in a game when they had their fourth pitcher pitching.
Second game of a doubleheader.
Right.
Header.
And I knew. I just knew what they had coming back. And then when I had heard about Kenny leaving for 2 weeks, I'm just like, what? I mean, it's something that you just don't. Yeah. Coach, I'm going to go see you. I'll see you in a couple weeks. Come back. Win state title for you.
That's pretty unprecedented. I've never really heard of that before. And I do understand it for her end, but I mean, as a coach, that's got to be a nightmare too, because what if she goes somewhere, gets corona, or there's some sort of quarantine deal.
Yep.
She goes somewhere where when you come back to state,
you've
got to quarantine.
So I'm sure they checked all of that but you do feel bad for her because she wants to hit. I remember that happened with Kendall Lindemann. She was walked, you know, over 40 times. I mean, it was like a ridiculous amount. I did. We walked her. Because with one swing of the bat, you saw what she did.
Yeah.
She hit, you know, homers the day before that. You know, and as many bad bats as she did, she's had almost 20 homers. I mean, the girl can hit. She's always been able to hit.
Right.
But this year, as a pitcher, she just absolutely
exploded.
She just dominated. You respect that.
You know, it's one of those deals where it's a tough deal for her personally, because she's, you know, signing with Nebraska. She obviously wants to show Nebraska.
She has to get ready for that.
Yeah, she has to be ready for that,
yeah.
Right? So for her, it's a 50-50 deal. And
yeah.
So I do get it. I have always been a guy who has tried to be on the side of the player. So,
absolutely.
You know, if I was in that situation, I'm going to take the side
yeah.
of the player. So
yeah.
That is what it is. Coach Andy Adams, my guest here on the Hy-Vee Fort Dodge Coach's Corner, coming off the state runner-up finish, 28-4, first time in school history to the state championship game. Now you've been in the semifinals twice now.
Yep.
And you've been to the finals once. What's the difference in this year's team and some of your other teams maybe that didn't get to this point?
I think it's funny because this week's been so awesome, you know, texts and everything from former players who wishing me luck and the team luck and remember this coach or remember when we did this. And I think, honestly, the year in 2006, I had a group of seniors that were very hardcore
which was your last
strong,
team to go to
yeah,
the
semifinals. Yeah, in 2006, very good pitcher. Some strong-willed girls that they weren't going to let anybody get in their way either. And so I think that is the difference there that year. But I've had some amazing teams. I've had you know, players, you know, that the list is just insane of great teams that we've had where we've been upset, you know, by teams where – it just didn't come together that day. I mean, one of the best teams I've ever had, we didn't even go to the state tournament. We lost to Lamar's. And so I think as I coach, you know, you learn what to do and what not to do. I've had so many people, why'd you walk that girl? You're just putting people on for runs. And again, because they've watched YouTube videos or, you know, they played middle school, they're good. But I just kind of look at them and I just said, do you have any clue what this girl's batting average is and what she can do with the bat? It's not that I didn't have confidence. And, of course, Dylan did strike out Kenny, and she did strike out Maya Dodge after they had big hits. But whenever you get an opportunity to put a kid like that on base, do it. Because
yeah.
I've learned. It's burned me, and I'm not.
It's a pick your poison
it
situation.
It is. Pick your poison. Which, you want one to slowly kill you or just kill you right away? And that's what it is.
And, you know, people look at the final score at 5-1, and it was closer than 5-1.
It was. I watched the game twice, and
it was closer than that.
And
I'm going to tell you why I say that. Yes. Well, they have to be a fielder's choice, you have to get an out.
Exactly.
And there was two of them in
yep.
that third inning that you guys didn't get an out
oh.
on that's recorded as an infield single,
right.
But you had the opportunity to get an out. So, you know, that's the four-run third inning that really was the difference in the ball game for you. And, you know, it was those couple of plays there on the infield singles.
Yeah.
It was, you know, another bloop single they got that inning where
yep.
Chloe dove and was half a step
yep.
from being there to make the catch in left field. You know, it was kind of every break that
yep.
went their way,
absolutely.
Too. And I think that's a big
game.
Difference. I
yep.
mean, you
it's
know.
Frustrating, you know, as a pitcher. That's what you want to do is get him to pop up or ground out. But it's 6 inches here, 6 inches there. We did have the same thing happen with us in Centennial.
Yeah,
I mean,
well, they kind of got all the
right,
too.
Exactly. I mean, we switched the court. You know, we turned the table on that one. But it's part of the game. It's frustrating, but it's also great when it works your way.
Well, I know for you it had to be frustrating because it was frustrating for me, and I'm sitting there thinking, it's bad enough we got to play this juggernaut, and we can't get a break one way or the other.
Well, watch the game. You'll get even more frustrated. I was sitting there swearing at my TV last night.
I'll watch it again in a few weeks. I can't watch it right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I have an upset stomach, but hey.
You know,
got some good things too.
Another bad break that you had in the third where you score. TK comes up, runners on second and third, stings
smokes
one
it.
Right at the third
yep.
base when they catch it.
Yep, like we would have scored two on that.
6 inches
yep.
to the left,
scored
you're going to score two.
Yep.
And that changes,
momentum.
Flips the game at
yep.
that point, 4-3.
Absolutely.
So, you know, it's one of those deals where I think 5-1 doesn't really indicate how close the game was
right.
throughout. All tournament selections for you, Jalen Adams, Haley Wills, Martina Lowry. Of those three, if I had to say coming in, one of these three, who was the least that you kind of thought was going to be there? Who surprised you the most, Martina Lowry?
Absolutely. Martina and Haley. I mean, but Haley's defense, you know, alone, that the plays that she had made and the things that she had done, because they, I mean, she's just athletic, you know, so she makes these plays. And you know, when she gets shots at her and then you get bloops over your head and then you get, I mean, you got to go, it's a third is tough. I mean,
especially in a game of softball.
Well, exactly. And she's not used to getting shots at her head on Jay that hard. I mean, it's not. But she's such a great fielding, you know, third baseman. Teeny, I mean, you know, we know her potential as a hitter. The home run definitely was out there. She also made some great defensive plays.
She was. Good defense.
You know what I mean? And it was so funny. They had no clue what that even was. They said, what is this, coach? And they didn't know what all tournament team even meant. No, they don't have, they don't have a clue.
Oh, okay.
And they still kind of don't. You know, do we have this medal? Do we get two medals? Because you had the second place medal and an all tournament team. And I said, well, God, yes, this is your all tournament team medal. And so the naivety, you know, the naivety of the, these kids, you got to just love it because they don't expect that kind of awards or anything. What is this? It's
you
just
know,
all
that,
tournament. It means you played really well in the tournament. This is the tournament, actually.
The state tournament.
The tournament.
See, I didn't even know that. That reminds me a little bit of former basketball coach, former Michigan basketball coach Steve Fisher. He had the Fab Five, and he said during their run to the Final Four in the press conference, he said, you know, a lot of coaches don't like to have freshmen, but it's worked out in this situation because my guys don't know enough to know to be nervous in this situation.
That's, and I've had teams like that, too, where we had a bunch of eighth graders and so young, and, you know, it's just it's crazy.
And you look back at so many other great moments throughout the tournament. Andy Adams, my guest here, Fort Dyke softball coach, so many great moments. I mean, the first game, Haley Wills with two hits, big two-run double. Chloe Wirtz with a two-out, two-run single in that first game. You know, that at-bat that Jalen had, I thought, set the momentum in the third inning where she just kept fighting them off,
absolutely,
and fouling them off, and then finally cranks one. And I'd be honest with you, that home run Jalen hit in the first game to put you up 2-0 in the third inning, I could hear the collective sigh of relief coming from the dugout when she hit that ball. I felt like that was like, okay, here we are.
Well, and it does. It causes you to relax. So there's a defense and a pitcher, especially. Then you're not pressing as much. They talked about that a lot on TV, too. When pitchers can get runs, it's tough. You're at a point now where anyone can hit. Anyone can make stuff happen. The nerves can get to you. I think the nerves, a lot of people were saying that we were flat when we came out. It's not flat. We were tight and timid. I mean, they saw the size of the I wasn't going to tell them, by the way, this team outweighs you by about 500 pounds. I wasn't going to tell my kids that. I didn't want to freak them out. They had to just see it when they got on, and we did.
Well,
they saw them on the field, and then they saw her warming up.
You know, and a lot of people don't understand how bright the lights are, how big the stage is.
How many people were there?
Yeah, how many people's there. You're playing in your hometown. You know, it's all the stuff. We're talking about teenage girls.
Yes.
We're not talking about grown adults. We're not talking about pro athletes or even college athletes who've been through this because this is their lifestyle. Yeah. We're talking about teenage girls, you know.
And Kennedy had the same problem, but Kennedy's been there.
Yeah.
They had the...
And we're
17,
18, going on 19.
Women, and in 2 weeks going to college to play college football.
Whereas your team is mostly 15, 16-year-olds.
I had Maya just turned 16. She just got her license. I mean, I've got kids like that. I mean, half my team can't even drive without a driver's permit. It's just dumb.
And that's a good point. You know, and then the second game for you to beat Ankeny Centennial, you know, Martina Lowry kind of the hero of that deal for you. Of course, TK had a big get in that game, that two-run homer to answer their one run in the first.
That was huge,
that was huge to get you some momentum. And then they tied at 3-3. Here comes Martina Lowry, cranks one. And it shocked me. I know it shocked her because I heard her interview with you on TV.
Top fly.
And it shocked me, too, because I saw it and I said, okay, it looks like a gap shot.
Right.
That's what I thought it was.
Right.
And it just kept carrying.
Yep.
And
then
you go,
it just tipped on the top of the fence. And then even her smoked hit as she tomahawked down third. You know what I mean? To get that extra RBI in the sixth.
Sixth, yeah.
And I'm just like, dang, she's seeing it. Yeah. You got kids that are just seeing it that day.
Yeah, and ball starts to look like a beach ball whenever Absolutely. You're in that kind of zone. Yep. And she got into that zone, and I tell you, had a great performance there in that second game. And, you know, I want to give Jalen a lot of credit in the second game because Jalen was not as sharp or dominant as we're used to seeing her as she was in the first game. Boy, in that first game, she was locked in.
Oh, yeah.
Second game, the off-speed stuff, not right. sharp, you know. But I just felt like she just kept battling. And in that last few innings said, you know what, off-speed's not been there for me. I'm going back to the old number one and blow it by.
Well, and that surprised us because I didn't get to work with these teams typically, but she was mad and she was hot. And the field is...
And we all were.
Exactly.
Your play-by-play man was... We all were.
She didn't like the field. The field was very soft. It's completely different than Diamond One.
Yeah.
It was much like our high school practice field that we have. So she was slipping, and there were pictures where she was literally slipping and falling down. And I'm like, what are you doing? And, you know what I mean? You can't say that. You can't, I mean, because we're not playing or pitching the game. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so sure.
You just have to keep working her and pushing her through and just motivating them in some way. But, I am proud of her.
I thought she battled
absolutely
in those situations and pitched her way out of trouble and just was a gritty performance. Because we all know, you know, one of the things is, you know, you being a current coach, me being a former coach, we always talk to the kids about preparing them for life. Well, okay, in life, there's going to be a lot of times you're not locked in at your best. I guarantee you probably 3 to 4 times out of the week, I'm not as sharp as I can be.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going
to
have a mouthful, but I still have
to
go out there and execute. Yep. And I thought she did that, and I was very proud of her in that situation there as well. So I know you were. Now, walk me through what state is like in the Adams household where – Okay, you've got the coach, you've got your number one pitcher, and you're your leading hitter in terms of average. What's that dynamic like? Because I've never been there personally.
Well, my husband stays away from me. And the boys stay in their room and play Xbox because they know that they've got two women that are not.
That are ready to rip somebody's head off.
We are. We just are. I mean, and honestly, we were pretty low-key, but it is. It's hard. I mean... I can't even talk to Jay when it's evening. Good morning. Morning. I just let her eat her cereal and let her sit at the table, and she doesn't like to talk about it. She's like, Mom, I'm fine. I got it. Okay. Okay. You know what I mean? So she's.
So do you guys try to kind of avoid those conversations until you get to the park in a situation like that? Or after?
I've had to learn, and my coaches have told me this, you got to be mom at home. You can't be coach. It's hard.
Yeah.
Because at first, when she was younger, I wasn't. I would come home and be like, why didn't you do this? Or why don't you do this? And this is just, I can't do that. It's too much for any kid. So I had to turn it off.
Well, it's not good
supportive.
For you either.
It's not. And I would have to, I definitely learned that her 8th grade freshman year. You know what I mean? She's got to get support from somebody. You know what I mean? So I have to do that. So that's changed our relationship a lot. We had a wonderful talk on a Thursday night. So she's going to be a different pitcher next year, too.
Oh, I think
She'll change. I mean, she learned from Kenny. It was pretty cool, the stuff that she has kind of seen, and she's learned a lot.
I'll be honest. What I saw was the matured senior version with Kenny and then the sophomore, you know, version with Jalen. And I think they're very similar to each other.
I agree. I have nothing but respect for Kenny. Her demeanor, her presence, her owning it, it was impressive.
Yeah.
And I want Jalen, she's not ready to watch the game yet, but, you know, what she did after they did score those runs, she did not give up. She just kept fighting and fighting. And, you know, she still had 7 Ks against a team that dominant.
And after that one big inning, only gave up one run.
Yeah, I mean, and it's just, and that's another thing. You know, Maya Dodge hitting that triple. Maya Dodge transfers in from Sierra Rapids Prairie, another school. You know, she's a club kid. She's going to go to California herself to go play in the Platinum National. Yeah, we don't have that. We don't have Platinum National players that, oh, yeah, by the way, I'm going to move to this school now. We just don't have that. We have what we have.
Yep.
And I think a lot of people respect that because, you go with it.
Well, I think a lot of people here can get behind it, too, because you look at Fort Dodge kids, a lot of them second, third generation athletes.
Absolutely.
In town. People know the names. I've been here a year, and I can almost know. I know the last names to look for.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Who's going to be the next group of athletes.
And the pride that this community takes. I've had just such wonderful messages and texts from people I don't even know that are so proud of these kids. So it will. They'll understand it later. They'll understand it, how important it is what we've done. And, you know, people worry, is this the best we'll get? I don't know. Maybe. You know, we don't play small schools. We play literally every one of those softball players, they said on the TV, all they did was softball and all they did was club softball. We don't have that, nor do we necessarily want that.
Well,
we have multi-sport kids.
And you're one of the smallest schools, if not the smallest school in class.
We're always 38, 39, 40. It is what it is.
That's the way it is. You're playing, when you play a Cedar Rapids team, you're playing a town that's, you know, five times bigger, if not more than that, five
it's
to ten.
It's a town with
big.
Five schools.
Yeah. So,
five high schools.
There's a difference there. But I would say this, you know, for people that wonder that, I would tell them no. Like, the glass ceiling is going to be broken. As I told you, I told you last year, you're going to win it with this group.
Hope so.
I thought it was going to be this year.
Agreed.
You are going to win it with this group. And the reason why, Coach, is because you keep beating on the door. We talked about this. You keep beating on the door, eventually you're going to break the door down. And that's what's going to happen. And, it's a matter of time. And I think, you know,
it's a long time. It's a lot longer than people realize. Kids have been playing for years.
Yeah.
It's years in the making, not just this year.
It's a life commitment.
It is.
Like, this is a lifetime body of work that you guys have. And
something they'll never forget.
People don't realize that. Coach Andy Adams, congratulations to you and this team on a tremendous season, history-making season. I know everybody in town, man, Dr. Vania just absolutely running wild this week, and everybody's excited and proud, and they very well should be. And the kind of silver lining to all of it is you lost in the finals, but you got eight starters coming back.
I do, and I hate that we lose Caitlin and Logan, two great seniors, two great human beings that were just, you know, the calm to this team. You know, they were just, you know, and they did everything in their power to make sure that this team was together. I mean, the kids love them. They just do. And I hate, and it sucks talking about next year, especially when you got seniors looking at you like, really? Because I won't be here.
Sure.
Because I've been there.
Yeah.
When you're a senior, you don't like to hear coaches say that. But I hope that they're involved somehow.
Yeah.
You know, because they always will be part of this program.
Of course, Logan Snetzer will graduate from first base there and led the state in RBIs. So it won't be easy to replace that kind of production. It never is. Yeah. But, you know, that's the one spot that you've got to figure out how to replace now. And, you know, kudos to not only Logan but Caitlin Warning as well, because as a senior, it would be very easy to quit, to be bitter, to not be the best teammate you could be. She's been, you know, the exemplary example of this is what you do when you're in that situation. You contribute in the best possible way that
you can. I have so much respect for that kid. I have so much respect for kids who stick it out in a sport and are that she was the person crying the hardest and had so much emotion at the end of that game. It hit me emotionally because she did not want it to end. And kids quit everything now. If they don't like it or if they're not good in it or if their parents think, you know, oh, you should be, they quit.
Yeah.
She never did. She never even thought of it. And that's why you have to respect kids like Caitlin, because that's going to take her way farther in life than anything else.
And it shows just so how much.
Absolutely.
How much maturity she has, because it's hard, you know, it's hard for grown adult, me or you,
absolutely,
to be in that situation, let alone, you know.
You are angry, you are mad, because you're not. But
because you want to be in that mix.
Absolutely.
You know, but for an 18-year-old kid to show that, I think, speaks to her, and I think that's going to be something that's going to propel her in her adult life to success there. Well, Coach Adams, you know, I'm going to talk to some of your staff members here. And
you
I'm
bet. They're
them,
ready. They're excited.
I'm going to get them to tell me why or why not they like working for you.
No, I'd ask them. I want to hear.
I want to say.
Don't tell the truth.
I want to say this. A lot of people, I have done a lot of appearances this week at various places with our stations and in other markets around Iowa, and people always ask me about Andy Adams, and I always say about Andy Adams the same thing. One of the biggest things to me that I think has made us become friends is we're very similar in the fact that your intensity is incredible. That just intensity, I just feed off of it. Like every time I get around you, I just feed off of that intensity because when I was a coach, I was the exact same way. If you would have seen me coach, I was a maniac. Like, I was that intense.
Is calm where I used to be. Kenzie played for me.
In the early years, I could only imagine.
Crazy.
So, you know, and I tell him, I said, that intensity, for me, I feel like could translate to any sport you wanted to coach. And, you know, as a guy who coached on the I coached girls and boys in basketball and coached on the boys' side, you would translate into male sports, too, because – anybody who's around you for more than 5 minutes grabs that intensity and just feeds off of that.
Nick Moser always says he wants to hire me on his staff, too. And
he probably should.
I don't know if I have to look like that.
I honestly don't know if you know anything about football, but I don't want to.
Absolutely not. I know nothing.
I don't
like half that. That's it.
You know intensity. You know effort. You know performance.
That's across the board. That's an anything. That's in life. I can tell if you're dragging it or if you're working for it. You know what I mean? It's not it. –
And that's the one thing that I've said is, like, I love her intensity. I feed off of it. It's infectious. I think other people, when they get around it.
It's infectious or repelling. And you know what? If they can't handle it, that people don't like it, and they go over there.
If it's repelling, then you assess the situation of who's it repelling.
Yep.
And what does that matter to the equation?
Yep. Because you have to be this type of personality a lot of times in order to get to what you need to do.
You do.
Bottom line.
I absolutely agree with
you. Can't let kids do what they want. And I'll show up once in a while to practice. It ain't going to work.
Yeah. You got to hold them accountable. You've got to have that sort of intensity for other people to feed off of it to be successful. And, you know, look, when you are successful, that's going to breed people that love you. The overwhelming majority of the people I talk to, they do love Andy Adams, and I do. But that's also going to breed that minority of people that don't care for you. If you go back to where I'm from and you ask people, I'm a polarizing personality.
Yep.
And so are you. And I think that's why you and I vibe the way we do.
Absolutely.
Is because we can grab onto that
from
each other.
Yep.
So that's been the one thing I've said all week. Congratulations to you.
Thank
history
you.
Maker. You and your program.
Thank you.
And it's been a great season, and it's been great always to interact with you. So I'm going to take a break here. We come back. We're going to talk to Kenzie Allstott here, your first coach, and get her on the program. I wanted the assistants out this week because we don't talk enough about them. They
absolutely
deserve recognition, and they deserve credit.
I have the best staff in the entire state of Iowa, and I'm going to say in the country, because obviously it takes a lot to put up me. But I love their input. Their abs. We couldn't have done this without them.
Sure.
No way.
And any coach, anybody who's been in coaching, will tell you that it's a complete staff effort. They're as good
these
as who you're around.
Them. These kids absolutely
and
love
so,
and respect them.
And you do give them a lot of recognition. On my end, probably not enough, just because there's only so much time in the day, you know.
Right.
But we're going to do that here today. Let's take a break here. Andy Adams, thank you for the time this
morning.
Thank
you so much, Rob.
I'm going to let you enjoy that great Ivy break.
I can't wait.